That was Carrying You by Kaoru Kukita off their string album Ghibli the Classics. So that was kind of a contemporary string interpretation of a film score. And I kind of just really like how upbeat it is. And it's, I mean, they, go check her album out. I mean, it's pretty cool stuff. It's filled with all sorts of different kinds of interpretations of these film scores that Hisaishi made. So next, for something a little more classical per se, but still not quite orthodox. Sanpo is it means a walk in Japanese, and it's the title track to the title card, rather, of My Neighbor Totoro, and this has been reinterpreted by Joe Hisaishi himself, a la, what's his name, Benjamin Britten's A Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, and they've actually turned Totoro into an orchestra story. And so the Sanpo, of course, is the overture where they decide to introduce all the different instruments. So I'm gonna, I'm just gonna give you guys a run at that interpretation. Enjoy. This is Sanpo by Joe Hisaishi.
を始める前にオーケストラの楽器を紹介します。まずは木管楽器フルート、オーボエ、クラリネット、ファゴットです。 金管楽器を紹介します。ホルン、トランペット、トロンボーン、チューバーの順です。 中で最も人数が多く、中心的な存在は弦楽器です。バイオリン、ビオラ、チェロ、コントラバスをお聴きください。 様々な楽器たち、その中心になるのは打楽器です。壮大なクライマックスに向かうときは特に欠かせません。そして華麗な音色のハープ、ピアノ、チェレスタは様々な色彩をオーケストラに与えます。 弦楽器のピッツィカートも大きな魅力の一つです。これで全ての楽器が出揃いました。それでは全員で。
That was an orchestra story interpretation of Sanpo by Joe Hisaishi. Sanpo from the, as the title track of My Neighbor Totoro. So here's two more pretty different interpretations. First up, here's a jazz version of a track off Porco Rosso movie. Another Hayao Miyazaki movie. I believe it was 19. I don't want to guess at the year because I'm probably going to get it wrong. But yeah, no, it was. I believe it was used as the ending track for that movie, and it's beautiful. And I think that these guys, All That Jazz, they're a jazz band in Japan, put a beautiful spin on this track. So this is Toki ni wa Mokashi no Hanashi wo, off All That Jazz's album Ghibli Jazz. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was a jazz interpretation of Tokini wa Mukashi no Hanashi wo from the Porco Rosso soundtrack and that was done by Ghibli Jazz on their All That Jazz on their album Ghibli Jazz. Finally, here's a little bit of a different interpretation from what we've heard before. These are all soundtracks for film composed in a very classical way. That's very much Joe Hisaishi's style. When he performs these things, it's always with an orchestra or with acoustic instruments of some kind. But I was shocked to hear that there was actually an electronic cover of some of these, and not just an electronic cover, a pretty dancey one too. So I'm gonna throw a track on, and so this is Nekobasu by Hiroki Arai off their album High Tension Ghibli. That's the album name. Nekobasu literally means cat bus. It's from the My Neighbor Totoro soundtrack as well. I'm not gonna put any spoilers up. Yes, there is a cat bus. Okay, that much. All right. This is Nekobasu by Hiroki Arai off their album High Tension Ghibli. Enjoy. That was Nekobasu by Hiroki Arai off their album High Tension Ghibli. So yeah, that's something a little bit different for tonight. Anyway, back to our regularly scheduled programming. We're going to be filling the next 45 minutes with some more post-rock and maybe something a little special at the end. So yeah, for now I'd like to play a few tracks for you off God is an Astronaut, a new album, Helios Erebus. This was in, I believe it was out last year, but I mean, I never really got a chance to listen to it until very recently, and gotta say I like it quite a bit. So yeah, this is Agnia off God is an Astronaut's 2015 album, Helios Erebus. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Agnia, followed by Helios Erebus, off God of the Astronauts' 2015 album, Helios/Erebus. Here's one more from their album. This is Sea of Trees by God as an Astronaut, also off their album Helios Erebus. Enjoy.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
That was City of Trees by God is an Astronaut off their 2015 album Helios/Erebus. Here's two more tracks from another group, This Will Destroy You. This is They Move on Tracks of Never Ending Light. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was a few tracks from This Will Destroy You. Firstly was They Move On Tracks of Never Ending Light from This Will Destroy You. Then Their Celebrations from their single, Their Celebrations. And finally, Grandfather Clock from their 2005 EP, Young Mountain. So, I guess our night is coming to an end once again. The end of the semester is approaching really quickly, and frankly speaking, I both look forward to it and really don't look forward to it in ways. I mean, the next 2 weeks are going to be hell for one, but then once finals end, I'm going to be hanging around Boston for a few weeks, going to meet up and have time to hang out with some good friends, and then I'm off for 3 months, and that's something that, you know, I mean, it's kind of bittersweet. I mean, I just spent, it's good to be back in Boston for a few months, but before I arrived back in January, I spent 8 months outside of the country. And not really outside of the country, but eight months adventuring and traveling, meeting new people. And I can only hope that this would be full of the same kind of thing. But there are adventures ahead. I don't know how the next year's going to go. Grad school is going to be an interesting process. I mean, the next year is going to be a very interesting period, to say the least. Anyway, we're approaching the end of our night. It's about 1:54 a.m. as I speak, 1:55 a.m. as you hear it probably, and we have some interesting weather coming up in Medford, Massachusetts. The temperature is currently 50 Fahrenheit. It's going to be going down to balmy 34 today, and over the week it'll be raining some. It'll be raining tomorrow, next Monday, next Tuesday as well, but it'll be cloudy, sunny the rest of the week. Temperatures ranging from high 30s up until low 60s. Yeah, so no more snow, thankfully. Winter's over. Shoot, your shift's over. Anyway, this is DJ Chris Sai. You're listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tuss Freeform Radio. I've got one more song for you tonight. This is Let's Fly by Ian Armour. Enjoy.
Keep this fire, an everlasting lamp. the white, come morning light, the grass left cold and damp, and leaving all temptation beneath my winged elation. Out into the world I've left alone, and now the morning comes.